Trump makes more conditional endorsements. Stay tuned for UnNews. January 2022, Washington, the Capitol. Donald Trump has made a new batch of conditional endorsements for the 2022 U.S. election season. The move comes on the heels of Trump's endorsement of Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy, which Trump said was, quote, null and void, unquote, if Dunleavy endorsed his own party's sitting senator. Trump wants to get rid of Senator Lisa Murkowski, as she is one of the few Senate Republicans to vote to remove him from office in his second impeachment. He has endorsed challenger Kelly Chewbacca, who, if elected, would be the first Wookiee in the Senate. Dunleavy's reply was, quote, well, okay, unquote. Both women will probably be on the November ballot in Alaska's new, rankled choice, best-of-four voting system, in which the biggest suspense is whether Alaska will know who has won by the time the Senate convenes in January 2023. Endorsement by the former U.S. president is seen as clinching the votes of hordes of Make America Great Again voters who are eager to return to the days of oil pipelines and willing to forgive the ongoing coronavirus fiasco, which saw Trump travel at warp speed out of the galaxy of reelectability. In the new batch of conditional endorsements, Trump came out in favor of brawling Wyoming Governor Greg Gianforte, though his term runs through 2024, provided he traveled to the home of perennial Trump pain-in-the-ass Congresswoman Liz Cheney and, quote, slap her around, unquote. Trump also endorsed Jeffrey Deal for governor of Massachusetts, but only if he travels to Las Vegas and bets $25,000 on Trump's behalf on the over parlay for total points scored in next weekend's Patriots-Dolphins football game. Trump's condition for endorsing Ron DeSantis in his new home state of Florida was 5 large pizzas with pepperoni and extra cheese delivered to Mar-a-Lago because, as the ex-president put it, quote, we are all in from the beach and we are famished, unquote. But this emolument increases to 500 pizzas if DeSantis instead runs for president. This has been UnNews, a service of Uncyclopedia.com. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.